Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and it is March 7th, my mom's birthday. She always gets mad at me for forgetting her birthday, and I tell her all the time, and I mean it, I don't forget that her birthday is March 7th. What I forget is that it's March 7th. So I won't realize when I wake up, oh, today's March 7th, that's my mom's birthday. I know her birthday's March 7th. I just don't know what day it currently is half the time. I have to look at a calendar first or see where I'm at. It's just not how my brain works, I guess. Anyway, what have we got going in the news? You know what? Let's start off with talking about the greatest barbecue restaurant around. Copper Top Barbecue. Okay? You know it. It's provable. You go on Yelp. I mean, they won the greatest restaurant in the whole universe, I think, is what the thing was a few years back. It's a great place to go. They're ahead of the game technology. They've got the magic wizard beer dispenser, which fills your cup from the bottom. They've got one of those drinks that are soft drink dispensers that kind of let you mix and match everything. We used to call those suicides when I was a kid, but I don't think that's what they're called anymore. But that's pretty awesome. But aside from that, they've got fantastic food, man. And with the local discount, Local 20, you get 20% off. I went in there the other day, got a tri-tip sandwich, macaroni and cheese, and a soda, and it was $9. Just now, just for reference, driving home, I took my dad grocery shopping, and he wanted to stop and get a number 11, I think it was, a Jack in the Box. It was $12. So to go through fast food, it costs $3 more than going to Copper Top, which is delicious food barbecued right there. You know, it's just, there's not a better place. Why am I going off on Copper Top right now? By the way, coppertopbarbecue.com, and you can order your food there and show up with it ready to go. You don't have to wait in line. Why am I bringing that up? Well, because they have an incredible event coming up shortly, and I wanted to talk about it. So they are doing a monthly frisbee golf tournament. I spoke with Matt Otten, the owner of Copper Top Barbecue, and the intention is to get people out doing stuff, out in the sun, exercising, moving around. That's what his intention behind all this is. So he's putting his money where his mouth is, and he's offering some really great prizes for people to sign up and do something that's low impact and just gets you moving. Frisbee golf, anybody can play. You can be 4 years old, you could be 94 years old. It's just a frisbee, and you're aiming it at a bumper, I suppose. It's basically golf. You just have to try to see how many times it takes you to get it into the hole. So that is a pretty cool event that they're pulling off. I'll read you what they have written about it here. The monthly tournament is sponsored by the owner of Copper Top Barbecue, Matthew Curley Otten, to encourage local community involvement and outdoor activities. All ticket proceeds go towards offsetting food costs, custom frisbee costs, event insurance costs, and prize costs, but the majority of the event is fully paid for by Matt. Tyler Starbard will be volunteering his time to set up and run all tournaments and practices. So the tournament is the last Saturday of every month at 11 a.m. First, second, and third Saturdays of the month at 11 a.m. are practice, free for everyone. So basically every Saturday at the Big Pine Park, the area directly across the street from Copper Top, you can practice. And the last part of the month, you pay your fee and you get to actually participate in the tournament. So what do you get? Well, prizes and participation awards. All players receive a meal and unlimited drinks, non-alcoholic, at Copper Top as a participation award for the duration of the tournament. The winner of each tournament will receive their choice of either an Oculus Quest 2 VR headset, that's one of those big virtual reality headsets that you see that are so cool, or a $300 gift card to a business of their choosing. Players can only win one prize per 12-month period, but if you win, future participation and meals are free in that 12-month period. So you can't win again, but you still get to participate and get the meals for free as well as the drinks. So that's pretty awesome. That's a win. So how much? Players 16 years of age and older must purchase a $25 ticket for each tournament. Practices are free. Players 12 to 15 get free admission to the tournament and can still win prizes, but must be accompanied by a parent or a guardian. Tickets can be purchased online or for cash and card at Copper Top. What you should bring? Nothing, just yourself. made some custom Frisbee golf Frisbees that will be provided to all players. We will be cross-referencing scores, and cheating will result in instant 3-month suspension from all tournaments and practices. The first tournament will be held March 26th, so start practicing now. Get your tickets now while you can if you'd like to participate in the tournament. There are only a certain number of spots available, so you can't just show up 400 people deep. You need to get in now. So if you intend to play March 26th, as I do, go to coppertopbarbecue.com/events. Sign up now, pay your $25, and then you're in. So every Saturday you practice, you're going to get free food, you're going to get free drinks, and chances to win some really cool prizes. And this is going to go on every Saturday for the year, and see how it goes from there. Like I said, the whole intention is to get us out there moving around, having a good time, being part of a community. I really thoroughly stand behind Matt and Coppertop on that, and in most things they do. They are really, really good people. So let's support them by supporting us and head out there and play some Frisbee golf, shall we? So here's some crappy news. Chris McWithy, who is a local Bishop boy, he actually is living down south currently, but he was just hit pretty badly by a car. Here, let me read you what this is. A horrible accident on the I-5 freeway leaves a Bishop local in critical condition. The victim's aunt posted this on Facebook. This is my nephew, Christopher McWithy, and there's a picture here with him and his two children. He's the grandson of Chris and Lisa Camo and Glenn and Sandy McWithy. He was born and raised in Bishop and moved to Anderson, California by Redding about 4 years ago. He works for Caltrans, and last Tuesday he was in a horrible accident on the 5 freeway. A semi hit him and his partner while they were cleaning up trash on the side of the freeway. Christopher is still in the hospital and still receiving surgeries to try to fix his legs. He is so strong and has improved so much in the last couple of days, but this is going to be a very long road to recovery. So please consider donating or sharing. Prayers are also appreciated. So we have a link at Eastern Sierra Now for Chris's GoFundMe page, and currently it is at $6,450 of its $25,000 goal. So if you wouldn't mind heading over there and just dropping a couple bucks to help out Chris, that is a terrible situation he's going through. He has two kids. I can't say more. You know, he's up north and got hammered by a semi. That's awful at work, you know, so he's going to need all the help he can get. So anybody that's willing to jump in and help out Chris would be great. So thank you so much for considering helping that out. So the Mammoth Lakes Restaurant Association, or the MLRA, is hosting its first in-person mixer Monday, March 21st. In person. That's weird. That's a thing. I don't even remember that. The Mammoth Lakes Restaurant Association, or MLRA, is hosting its first in-person mixer March 21st. All restaurateurs and interested parties are invited and welcome to attend. After 2 years of strictly Zoom meetings, the MLRA is excited to connect with the community for some food, drinks, and networking. And if you'd like to register for that, you can go to EasternSierraNow.com and click there to register. You can also sign up for the Mammoth Lakes Chamber newsletter that Brianna Goyko puts out religiously and amazingly every single week, and that is where we got this story posted for them. So if you're interested in that, head over and register for that. That sounds like a tasty good time, huh? Speaking of town, they got the town e-news from the Mammoth Lakes town, I guess. Stuart Brown releases this. It's another one of our amazing locals that does a great job of posting everything that's going on. So just a quick little update on Mammoth Lakes community. The joint meeting between the Town Council and Mono County Board of Supervisors is scheduled. The Town Council and Board of Supes will conduct a joint meeting Tuesday, March 15th, starting at 4:15 p.m. The discussion topics include housing programs and options to address workforce housing needs, proposed County Office of Emergency Services, update on public safety radio communication systems, review of the snow plowing work in the Shady Rest area conducted by Ormat. The Town Council receives final report on sustainable tourism and recreation grant work. The final report on the $618,750 Sierra Nevada Conservancy grant supported sustainable tourism and recreation was presented to Council as part of their March 2nd meeting. Grant work resulted in the following: completion of the Climate Adaptation and Resilience Assessment Report on Climate Vulnerability Assessment and Natural Capital. Recommendations for 8 initial programs to be PIRST include Buttermilk Infrastructure and Recreation Planning Initiative. It was funded for $247,300. Visitor Connection Program, unfunded. Regional Recreation Capacity, unfunded. Eastern Sierra Campground Improvements, funding through Innovative Finance for National Forest Program. Eastern Sierra Towns to Trails Plan, funding SNC Planning Grant. That was for $370,430. Dispersed Camping Mitigation, Camp Like a Pro. Funding proposal submitted to SNC, and Eastern Sierra Scenic Byway Analysis, unfunded. The quarterly TOT enforcement update to town council. The town staff continues to make strides to enforce local transient occupancy regulations. This includes making sure advertised units are properly zoned for nightly rental use and to identify units being rented with proper licensing. For the first 6 months of this fiscal year, July through December of 2021, the town opened 28 new enforcement cases, issued 37 citations, includes prior open cases, and collected $171,472 in fines, penalties, and owed taxes. The Town Council COVID-19 update. The COVID-19 reported cases in Mono County dropped to just 5 cases for the week ending February 26th. Town Council will move to a hybrid meeting format in April. This includes in-person meetings with an option to utilize the Zoom format if needed. The Zoom platform allows the public convenient access to watch and engage. And if you're interested in that, you can get to the link on the COVID portal for them at Eastern Sierra now. The Winter Fitness Challenge is still on. We spoke about that on Friday. That's closing up here pretty quick, though. So that's the get 100 miles in on your chosen sport, and you'll get $100. You can save the date for March 29th. That's the Summer Recreation Expo through the town of Mammoth. That is worth checking out. And the Mammoth Ice Rink is now closed for the season. We spoke about that last week as well. That's a bummer. So what else do we got going here? I think we have some sports news coming up. Let me make sure there's nothing else we need to go over. I think we're good there. Okay, let's start with Bishop Bronco baseball news from the Urington tournament this past weekend. So Bishop Varsity clinches its lead in the fourth inning to defeat Dayton High School, and this was game one for them of the tournament. Bishop defeated Dayton High School 10-2 on Friday after taking the lead late in the game. The game was tied at 2 with Bishop Junior Broncos Varsity batting in the top of the fourth when Reese Dondero singled on a 2-1 count, scoring one run. Bishop secured the victory thanks to 8 runs in the fourth inning. Broncos batters contributed to the big inning, including Dondero, Kane Omohundro, Kennedy Batchelder, Jake Frigerio, Riley Yeropkin, and Albert Kano, all knocking in runs in the inning. Yeropkin took the win for Bishop. Yeropkin surrendered 2 runs on the 3 hits over 4 innings, striking out 2 and walking 0. Bishop Junior Broncos Varsity totaled 13 hits in the game. Yeropkin, AC Valdivia, Frigerio, and Batchelder all collected multiple hits for Bishop. Yeropkin went 3-for-4 at the plate to lead Bishop in hits. Broncos Varsity didn't commit a single error in the field. Frigerio had the most chances in the field with 5. Early lead for South Tahoe seals fate for Bishop Union Broncos Varsity game. Union Broncos Varsity fell behind early and could not come back in an 11-0 loss to South Tahoe. That was game 2 of the tournament. The Bishop Union Broncos Varsity struggled to contain the high-powered offense of South Tahoe, giving up 11 runs. Jake Frigerio, Yeropkin, and Reese Dondero each collected 1 hit to lead Bishop. And for the third game, Jake Frigerio was on the mound. Bishop Union Broncos Varsity shuts out Urington. Jake Frigerio shut down Urington, throwing a complete game shutout and leading Bishop Union Broncos Varsity to a 6-0 victory on Saturday. In the first inning, Bishop Broncos got their offense started when Riley Yeropkin singled on a 3-2 count, scoring 1 run. Frigerio was the winning pitcher for Bishop Union Bronco Varsity. The righty lasted 3 1/3 innings, allowing 6 hits and 0 runs while striking out 5 and walking 0. Bishop Junior Broncos varsity totaled 10 hits. Frigerio and AC Valdivia each racked up multiple hits for Bishop. Frigerio went 3-for-4 at the plate to lead the Broncos in hits. Bishop was shorthanded in the field and didn't commit a single error. So for game four, two Bishop Union Bronco varsity pitchers combine in shutout victory against Lassen. So Bishop Union Broncos varsity defeated Lassen 5-0 on Saturday as two pitchers combined to throw a shutout. Albert Cano induced a flyout from number 22 to finish off the game. In the first inning, Bishop Union Broncos varsity got their offense started. AC Valdivia drove in one when Valdivia singled. Valdivia got the win for Bishop Union Broncos varsity. The pitcher lasted four innings, allowing seven hits and zero runs while striking out six and walking one. Cano threw two-thirds of an inning in relief out of the bullpen. Jake Frigerio went 2-for-3 at the plate to lead Bishop in hits. The Broncos varsity was shorthanded and didn't commit a single error. Reese Dondero made the most plays with seven. Bishop Union Broncos varsity stole five bases during the game as two players stole more than one. Cano led the way with two. That was from Bronco baseball head coach, varsity head coach Linda Frigerio. And for JV, the Yerington tournament was a great success for the JV Bishop Bronco baseball team. Team captains Noah Cathy and Andrew Rosga had great pitching performances against Lassen and Truckee. Darius Fierro and Jameson Wolf had a great weekend at the plate, batting 10-for-16 and 8 RBIs. Coach Helmbolt couldn't be more proud of his players to play through the snow and the rain. We are looking forward to start league play on Wednesday against Burroughs. JV coach Helmbolt. So thank you for the all the support from the Bishop Bronco community. And you think that's all? No, it is not, because we also have softball news from the same tournament. And as soon as the internet opens up, I'll be able to read that for you. There it is. Bronco softball results from Yerington tournament. Here's a short review of games played in Yerington over the weekend. They went 1-for-3 in the tournament out of games played. Bishop 3, Dayton 10. Bishop 13, Truckee 7, Bishop 5, Yerington 7, Bishop 1, Montague, that sounds better, 17. In four games, we only played 14 innings, short time limit. Worked four pitchers available, Geneva Molina, Leilani Torres, Sienna Fuller, and Jada Jackson. Overall hitting stats, Jaylee Dahl, 3 hits, Deborah Falling Star, 3 hits, Maddie Torres, 3 hits, Jada Jackson, 3 hits, Geneva Molina, one hit apiece for Leilani Torres, Kayla Jackson, Kate Jackson, and Rose Bracken. They feel very good about our play this weekend and looking forward to league play. So that comes from head coach Lisa Manuelito. So thank you for that. Both coaches, or three coaches in this instance, for sending us that information. And if you happen to represent any of these teams or any other team from a different high school, Mammoth, for instance. I don't know what other schools are playing right now, but send me your stuff. info@easternsierranow.com. I will gladly post it. And also pictures, get parents to take pictures and just send them to me. info@easternsierranow.com. Just put for what game it is. And then when the coach sends me the information, I'll put it together, and then your kids get to see themselves out there too. Let's make this happen. It's fun. You know, nobody else is doing sports really. Let's make this happen. So I'll be in touch with some of the other coaches, but just in case you represent someone or your players on the team, tell them to do that. Let's make this happen. So guys, I think that's going to be about it for this Monday. There was not a whole lot going on. So, hey, head over and subscribe, would you? Email address is all you need. Go to Eastern Sierra Now. Type it in, hit subscribe. We're at 865. We want to see that 1,000 mark. So head over and make that happen. You might just be the guy, person that gets us above the 1,000 mark. We got social across the board. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. YouTube is back up and running strong. Head over there, like, subscribe, get your news the quickest way possible. And that is through social media without question. And last but not least, I'd like to just give a quick shout out to our amazing patrons, Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomato Head, and Margaret. Thank you so much for everything that you guys have done to help, and we truly, truly appreciate you. So that's going to be it for today, and I will check back with you tomorrow. Okay. Thanks so much. Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele.